Nick Finelli back for another edition of Crowning Moments. The crowning moment was this. Yes, how sweet it was. Full-time, Charlotte FC 3, New England Revolution 1. This week's other crowning moments go to striker Karol Swiderski, midfielder Jordi Alcevar, and the match plan executed masterfully. Swiderski was on target, notching a goal at the 6th minute to take the early lead. Then a key goal in the 57th minute in response to conceding a Revolution goal tying the match on a Carlos Heel penalty kick just 3 minutes earlier. Let's listen to the goal calls from Charlotte FC Spanish TV announcer Jaime Moreno, courtesy of Charlotte FC.
Ahí aparece Brónico, Lizzie, el profesor Ramírez dando indicaciones, el de la sonrisa alegre. Finalmente se abren los espacios, tratando de triangular poquito a poquito, suavecito. Ahí está el polaco, disfruta, lo sacaste, lo sacaste. ¡Gol! 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 Trozos de sandía, melón y papaya. Y si es papaya, que sea de Celaya para ti, mi querido polaco. Jugador sobrenatural, de fuerza, de mirada, de potencia, triunfando en la maleza del terreno de juego. Gol, 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 FC, FC. Si Néstor fuera es el polaco, se la va a llevar, le entrega, es un pase por fuera, se la toca el polaco. Gol, 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 gol. Cielo, acompañados de confetis y serpentinas, con fuegos artificiales, con chispas encendidas. Karol Swiderski, deja que la niña de mis ojos se regocije con este gol.
And Bender's goal to put the crown up 3-1 at the 64th minute.
Nuevamente, ahí está Daniel Ríos. Es por fuera, es Jordi Alcibar, se va a ir, mete Alcibar, haz la tuya, Bender, métete, 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 gol, gol, gol.
Jordi Alcibar was all over the place, disrupting any flow that the Revolution was trying to set up. Alcibar, the 22-year-old Ecuadorian, getting a 7.5 SOFA score rating, completed 95% of his passes, and had a fantastic assist, setting up Bender's goal. Lastly, the Revolution were pressing in the midfield, which opened up long passes over the midfield to Ríos and Swiderski. This helped Charlotte FC get the ball to their strikers to attack more in the final third, just what Coach Ramirez and the technical staff drew up. You gotta love this guy. Just listen to him after the game talking about the match plan, about his process and how he teaches and manages during the game.
This is not linear, because each game is completely different, and it is always regarding with the opponent, you know, which spaces the opponent give to you, and if you are able to take the advantage of these spaces or not. You know? So you need to have a good day to understand the spaces and conquer the spaces that you want, and also the opponent need to give you, or you need to create properly, disadvantage. So today we could, and today we did. The next Saturday, we don't know. I mean, we will work to understand which spaces Cincinnati will give to us, and will be our work to be able to take advantage, but you never know. So this is not something that is linear and you are getting, no. I mean, this is completely different from Saturday to Saturday.
Based on your scouting of New England and how they played tonight, did it play out the way you expected it to?
Yeah. I mean, I sit down alone in my office with the computer, and I have already the report from the scout, from the analyst. And sometimes I call my assistants, no? Because of course I need help. And you start to play the game on Monday or on Sunday. Sometimes when I get back in the plane, so for example after Atlanta I was in the plane watching New England, and you start to play the game here. Sometimes you play one game here and then it is another game on the pitch. But you start to play the game here and you start to design the game plan and design who can execute this plan. And during the week you start to train this plan. Later, you know, on Saturday, the game that you had here maybe is completely opposite. But this is the game that I play during the week. In front of the computer with a whiteboard, a tactical board, and trying to see, okay, how we can do defending and attacking. And I was thinking during the game how, I mean, I have talks with myself during the game, of course, you know, and I was thinking how to manage, I mean, how my players will manage this, the emotions and things, because they are so good. So in one moment you need to suffer, and you need to defend, and you need to suffer and suffer. But basically, if they are true with themselves, if they do what we are training, it's the best way to be, you know, focused and don't. I was trying to not think in the score myself also. So Miguel, what are you thinking now, and how you can help the players? So what is the message that my players need right now, right here? So it's the best way to be present, you know, and not thinking. Because finally the score is at the end, it's after 90 minutes. So you can think in the score, but I believe that they manage really, really, really well. Then you have these kind of things like taking more time when you have a throw, when you have a kick, when, you know, this kind of, that to slow down the game. Or even with the game with passes to slow down. You know, you're winning, you need to control. So these kind of things that they did really, really well. I mean, of course we were telling them to help, but they did well.
In other notes, Charlotte FC striker Carol Swiderski and head coach Miguel Angel Ramirez earned spots on the MLS Team of the Week for Week 4, following the club's first win in MLS history. The MLS Team of the Week consists of 11 starters, one coach, and 7 bench players, similar to an honorable mention, not necessarily players who didn't start. Ben Bender was recognized as a bench player in the MLS Team of the Week in Week 3 following his play against Atlanta United. Charlotte FC's next opponent on March 26th is FC Cincinnati, who has their striker, Brandon Vasquez, on the past 2 MLS Teams of the Week, scoring twice each week to lead FC Cincinnati to 2 straight victories. The Charlotte FC defense did a fantastic job keeping New England Revolution's Carlos Heel at bay, with the exception of conceding the penalty kick score. I am very interested to see how Miguel Ramirez has the Crown Heads defending the 6-2 Vasquez, who already has 7 shots on target, scoring on 4 of them, 3 of which on headers, and Luciano Acosta, the Argentine midfielder, who leads the MLS in key passes with 17. I'll be back next week with more crowning moments.